This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroonian epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Police Chief Paul Ngoma said that four rebels were captured. The latest attack came after the World Health Organization reported that epidemiologist Richard Muzuko, was killed Friday when several gunmen from a local militia stormed the hospital. Clashes broke out between dozens of demonstrators and police in Paris on the 23rd Saturday of Yellow Vest protests. That came after authorities warned that rioters could return to the French capital to spark a new wave of violence. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
Some black hooded protesters threw rocks and set fire to motorcycles. Police responded with tear gas and stun grenades. Some officers also marched toward demonstrators to control the crowd and funnel it to Paris's Place de la République, where they're authorized to demonstrate. The so-called Yellow Vest protests erupted in mid-November, originally over fuel price hikes and the high cost of living.
Edward Barron of Reuters. Police in Northern Ireland have arrested two teenagers in connection with the fatal shooting of a journalist during rioting in the city of Londonderry. Police say that journalist Lyra McKee was shot and killed, probably by a stray bullet aimed at officers, while she was covering the rioting. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As a number of House committees prepare further inquiries into issues raised by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the 2016 election, Democrats are sounding different notes on how far that inquiry should go. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
While the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees continue their investigations, Democrats in the House are still focused on our work to deliver for the people.
In the Democrats' weekly address, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell immediately turned the focus to her party's legislative agenda, issues such as health care and rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. But at a campaign appearance Saturday in Keene, New Hampshire, Senator Elizabeth Warren made her sentiments plain.
I have called on the House to initiate impeachment proceedings.
Warren says she understands many Democrats feel impeachment talk just hands President Trump an issue to rile up his base, but she says a vital principle is at stake.
Is there going to be some accountability here?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Egyptians began 3 days of voting Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office for another 11 years. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Clashes broke out in the suburbs of Libya's capital, Tripoli, on Saturday in a spate of violence that could be heard in the city center. The fighting, including shelling from artillery, follows the revelation Friday that U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone to Khalifa Haftar, the leader of the militant group known as the Libyan National Army. Haftar's LNA forces refused to recognize the U.N.-supported Tripoli government. They started a campaign April 3rd to seize control of the capital. The United Nations has been calling for a ceasefire. About a dozen people were killed during an attack Saturday on the Communications Ministry building in Kabul, ending a spell of relative calm in the Afghan capital. The Interior Ministry said on Twitter the nearly five-hour attack ended and that all suicide bombers were killed. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.